The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, it's a stage in life that can have a huge impact on the lives of some women. And this week, Derry and Strabane Council became the first in Northern Ireland to commit to putting in place a menopause policy. For women, the menopause is a natural part of ageing, but some women experience symptoms so severe that they can be career and life-changing. I'm joined by Mary McLaughlin, HR Officer with Derry City and Strabane District Council, and by Dr Deirdre Lundy, who's a GP and expert in women's health. You're both very welcome to the programme. Mary, if I could go to you first, how did you identify the need for a policy document on menopause in the workplace?
Good morning and thank you for having me. So initially, staff told us that it was something that they wanted to see us give them more information and support focused on the topic of menopause. But following that, we looked at our organisation staff profile and identified that we actually do have an ageing profile. So it was something that we needed to do as well as wanted to do. Following that, one of our local councillors did put a motion in to council, and that set the ball rolling really for the actual policy and guidance document.
So were you getting specific, or what kinds of complaints were women making about symptoms and about the impact that it was having in the workplace for them?
I wouldn't say there were complaints. It was more, we often do staff surveys and feedback on a wider health and wellbeing programme. And what they told us was basically that they wanted more information and support from us as an employer. So in terms of what the symptoms might be, you know, a woman could be feeling certain symptoms and not realise that they're actually menopausal symptoms. But also to break down that stigma and have menopause be, get rid of the taboo and have it an open and comfortable environment for them to talk about it.
Have it talked about, and people talk about it. Dr. Deirdre Lundy, you deal with questions around menopausal patients a lot in relation to women's health. And I presume different women can experience it in very different ways and to different extents and levels. But do most women find their work is affected by the menopause?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's inevitable. Menopause is, if you survive long enough, everyone will go through it. Every woman will go through it. And numbers would suggest that at least 1 in 4 will have severe disability as a result of it. But just like Mary said, in my practice, I've noticed that a lot of women don't identify, they don't understand what's happening to them. You know, I think menopause in the general public is associated with episodes of flushing and sweating, you know, which is kind of derisive. People make jokes about it. But the truth of God is it can be very undermining. Chronic sleep deprivation, serious psychological upheaval.
So somebody, a woman is in work, she's not doing well in work, and somebody says to her, "Are you okay?" Yeah. And she might say, "Well, I'm just not sleeping well."
She might not know what's wrong with her. Yeah, exactly. So to a little bit of education, not just for the workforce, but for the women themselves is a huge benefit, I would have thought, you know.
And what about options for treatment, for dealing with it? Yeah. HRT has been around,
yes,
but there was also some negative publicity around.
Well, that's my main focus. So I basically prescribe a lot of HRT as a menopausal specialist, but also as a menopausal lady. I've had my own experience with it and literally couldn't do what I do without my hormone supplementation, but it's not for everybody. So what happens is as you transition from being fertile to being elderly and non-fertile, the level of hormone starts to fluctuate, and it's the fluctuance that causes the problem. So by stabilizing hormone levels with medication, we can usually really improve quality of life and symptoms, but it's not for everybody. Some people don't want to medicalize it. They don't want medication. Other women aren't allowed to take it because they've had hormone-dependent cancers like breast cancer in the past.
But women who experience the symptoms, they're not necessarily elderly. This is the
thing. In fact, 40, 45 would be the average beginning. And it can be episodic. You can have periods during which you're really laid low and not performing in the workplace, and other times when you're actually quite well. And it's the unpredictability, I think, as much as anything else that can really undermine women.
Mary, would you encourage women to talk about menopause with colleagues or with bosses? And of course, it raises the inevitable question of what's the role of men in all of this? You know, are we going to sort of jump into a complete mess that'll backfire? Should we just stay out of it or should we inform ourselves better?
In the last year, I have noticed within our organisation that people are openly talking about it. And whether that's through the training that we have offered staff or the workshops or even just, you know, the publicity that the policy and guidance document is getting at the moment. But people,
have men showed any interest in those workshops?
They had, in the workshops, not as yet. However, those workshops have been mainly geared towards those women who want to know more from a woman's point of view. However, following the policy and guidance being published to our staff, we will offer all staff information and advice, including managers. So it might be difficult for a man manager to have supported one of their woman colleagues. But within the document, we have listed some of the, the list is not exhaustive, every woman is different in how the menopause manifests, but we have given a long list of potential symptoms and what a line manager could potentially do within the workplace. And whilst we understand that a GP can prescribe the medication, we do spend a lot of our working or our living day within work, so we want to make a woman as comfortable as possible. And there are simple things that could be done an employer to do that.
On that point, Deirdre, is this something you think other workplaces should look at? And what measures or what do you think employers can do awareness?
I think it fits into, there should be more. I think it would be ideal to have sensitivity and information training around all health and well-being in the workplace, not just menopause transition symptoms. I know big companies like PwC have made it now mandatory to watch webinars on all sorts of sensitivity around health, and menopause is part of that. I think there's, as you said, as Mary said, there's a bit of a taboo. It's like saying menopause out loud is like saying periods out loud. There's a significant cohort would think that's a dirty, a word that you shouldn't say loudly. You lower your voice, and that's utter nonsense. So if only from an educational point of view, for the women and the men both in a workplace, I think it's a fabulous idea.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Mary McLaughlin, HR Officer with Derry City and Strabane District Council, and Dr. Deirdre Lundy, GP and expert in women's health. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.